The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Daily with Namana, with your host Namana Ahmed. Insha you well and insha you enjoy this week's episode. Daily with Namana is a weekly chat show where I discuss different topics like mental health, COVID-19, general health, general affairs, general awareness, what's happening around the world, and also do discussions as well. I also give some quotes as well, tips, and just reminders as well, and also put the she's and not's as well for you guys to enjoy yourself. It comes out every Sunday evening, and ensure you guys enjoy it. So this week, we'll be continuing with the 99 Naval Spandalas, meaning, benefit, and quotes from the Quran series. And then that's going to be before the Nasheed break. And then after the Nasheed break, I'll be doing like motivation. So like what is motivation? How can we stay motivated? And some tips of it as well. Because it's important to stay motivated, whether it's like college, whether it's like study or work or just anything in life. So that's basically what we'll be talking about this week, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So it's time for the 99 Naval Spandalas, meaning, benefit, and quotes from the Quran and Hadith series. So this week we'll be looking at Ar-Rahman Al-Malik, which is the third name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is actually mean the Eternal Lord. The Sovereign Lord, the one with the complete dominion, the one who dominates clear from imperfection. Allah is Al-Malik. The literal meaning in Arabic is the king, the one who redeemed the Messiah over the heavens and the earth, and everything that resides within him. There is nothing above him, and he is alone. So now hear some mention from the Quran and Hadiths. From the root M-L-K, which has the following classical Arabic connotation, to possess, to own exclusively, to exercise authority, to command, to have power over, command, to resign, to have dominion, D-O-M-I-N-I-O-N, over, to have ruling power, to have kingship. I'll say that word. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than, though there is no dignity, the salvation, the pure, the profession, the pursuit of faith, the overseer, the exalt in might, the complainer, the supranger, exalted is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above wherever he is, they associated with him. Quran 59:23. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, owner of sovereignty, S-O-V-E-R E-I-G-N-T-Y. You give salvation, I think that's how you say it, to those you will, and you take salvation away from those you will. You honor those who will, and you humble those you will. In your hand is all good. Indeed, you are over all things competent. Quran 3:26. So exalted is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sovereign, the truth. There is no denying but except him, Lord of the noble throne. Quran 23:116. Indeed, the rightness will be among God in the river, in the seat of honor near a severation. Perfect inability. Around 54 to 55. So high above all is Allah's mandala, the salvation, the truth, and all Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't hesitate with the recitation of the Quran before his revelation is complete to you, and say, "Oh my Lord," "My Lord, increase me in knowledge." That's from the Quran 20.114, which I think is, 20.114. And the last one is, Allah's Mandala's messenger, peace be upon him, said, "The most awful name in Allah's Mandala's sight on the day of resurrection will be that of the man called himself Malik al Amlak, the King of King, the King of King, Sahih al Bukhari 6205. So, Jazakallah khair for listening to this week's segment of the name, the meaning, benefit, and also hadiths and the Quran as well series. Ensure you guys enjoy it. Next week, let me check what we'll be looking at Al-Quddus. That's the one we'll be looking at next week. And ensure you guys enjoy this series. It's similar to my last series, so that's why I picked this one, because it goes nicely, connects well, and it gives you hadiths as well. So ensure you guys enjoy it. So now I'm going to play you guys in the sheet for our Nasheed break, which is Worth It by Harris J, and he features someone, I can't remember the top of my head for this rap bit, but actually it's by Harris J after, which actually goes quite nicely with the motivation bit that I'll be talking after the break. So yeah, you know the drill. Stay tuned and let's roll in the sheet break.
It's way too late, but I'm so wide awake, 'cause I can't sleep yet. I can't sleep yet. Got a thousand words that won't stop running circles round in my head, round in my head. Sometimes I feel just like these days and nights will never end, but will I ever get this chance again? So I pray, yes I pray, 'cause I know that life I want. When it's hard, I keep working. If I find my way through every single phase, then I'm a winner. I'm not a quitter, no. Sometimes I feel just like these days and nights will never end, but will I ever get this chance again? So I pray, yes I pray. Again.
sleep yet. My father said to me, but one seed you can grow a tree. That tree will grow when you feel the dreams. If you just believe, then one day you'll see, yeah. When I'm on the case, I know it's worth it. I'm on the path now, I'm running like a circuit. Got my dreams inside and I'm ready for the fight. Now it's time to put a lot of work in, yeah. One chance, one shot. No, I won't give up on my faith. Sitting here thinking about this world that we're living in, so I'm wasting all the time where others aim for the sky. Sacrifice some time for my success, I know it's worth it in the end.
Because I know it's worth it in the end. I know it's worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it in the end. Because I know it's worth it in the end. I know it's worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it. I know it's worth it in the end.
Assalamu alaikum, alaikum, yeah. Assalamu alaikum, alaikum. I know my life ain't perfect, but I don't have to worry, cause I've got all that I need right here in my life. I know my, because I know it's worth it in the end. I know it's worth, 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 worth it in the end. Because I know it's worth it in the end. I know it's worth, 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 worth it in the end. Yeah, I know.
Chalo, chalo, sab Eid manaye, jashan manaye, khushiyon se ek dooje ko.
And you are my life. Oh, 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 oh.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Harris J. Thank you very much for watching my video. For my latest updates, follow me on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. The information is below. Assalamu alaikum.
It's way too late, but I'm still wide awake. Cause I can't sleep yet, I can't sleep yet.
Hola, assalamu alaikum, welcome back to Daily with Namana with your host Namana Ahmed. Ensure you guys enjoy the sheet break of Worth It by Harris J. You can find it on platforms, you know the deal. But yeah, I'm going to be talking about motivation, so bismillah. Most people want to change at least one thing in their life, but it can be challenging. But it can be challenging to find that motivation just to start it. It helps to understand what does motivation mean to us, so we can find our ways to get motivated. So what is motivation? Motivation is a drive to achieve our goals or needs. It is influenced by how much you guys want to for the goal, what we will gain, and also your personal experience. So why is motivation important? It's important because it provides you goals to work towards, change old habits, so it helps you solve problems and help you cope with challenges and opportunity. So why people, so yeah, how to get motivation. Most people struggle with motivation. It's even more challenging when you have mental health issues like depression, anxiety, list goes on. So you can set yourself one specific achievable goal. Think how you're going to include that goal in your life. So like, and what you need to do to make it, what you need to do to make it happen, put in the time frame, like in a week, for example. Break that goal into small, easy, manageable tasks and set reminders as well, regular reminders. You got your family and friends as a support, right? Well, you can use them, like tell them how you, to encourage you guys, by doing your goals and help them stay you guys motivation. So ways to keep up. Make your goal part of your routine by adding using a diary, an app, or just use your notes. Talk yourself positive, because if you talk positive, then you're able to work hard in life. So like, I can do it, I can try, I will be able to do that. And maybe if you got If you're able to, you could do an online group chat of motivation, or just do a support group, even online or in person, so you can keep each other safe, basically, and help each other. So, ways to save motivation. Make sure to review your goals regularly and progress. The progress is a great motivation itself, and also improves your self-esteem. Make sure you have new goals so that we can achieve next week, next month, or next year. Tackle one goal at a time so you don't feel overwhelmed. Keep the momentum up. It could take 3 months just to develop a new idea or habit. So keep the routine, basically, so you can have more automatic over time. Get mentor. A mentor will help you achieve your goals and support you no matter what. And also surround yourself with positive people, because if you have positive people, they will give you quotes and they will advise on how to do that thing without you stressing. And also do exercise as well, as exercise improves your mental health. What to do if you lose motivation? Set back on normal, but develop resilience can help you carry and pick up where you left off. Review your goals and see if they're actually realizable to the see if that's okay for the time scale you set. If you think I'm not gonna able to do it, maybe try and do it as a longer period or something like that. And you might need to break it down to more smaller, achievable goals. Remind yourself why you're actually doing this in the first place. Why are you feeling motivated? Get motivated, reach that goal. You can read a book, talk to your mentor or friends or family who have reached similar goals, the one that you set. So you can take motivation from others, like friends, family and your mentors. And also, sometimes you may need to take a break and start fresh. So like in the holidays, you might want to just chill and not really focus on your goals. And then when you come back into your reality life, then you got that. So if you are struggling, there's always websites online. You can also go to a counsellor just for one-to-one therapy. There's also friends, family, also teachers as well. And also just you try and have some self-care time in the morning, so even the morning, afternoon, evening, or even a whole day just for yourself, because sometimes when we're busy doing all these things, you don't have time just to be yourself and just full on chill. That's what I'm trying to do at the moment. I'm trying to have a bit of a time to myself, skincare and all that, and just relax myself, if you know what I mean. So it's just all clear for listening to this week's episode of Daily with Mona, which has no one Armin. Inshallah, you guys enjoy as always with the nasheed, worth it by Harris J. Also, another nasheed I want to mention is Forgive Me by Mahin Zain. That's my new theme track. I've been playing that since the start of the year. It's just a wonderful track, literally wonderful nasheed. I love listening to that one. I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to be talking about next week. Might be more tips, might be an Islamic point of view, like Islamic topic. We don't know, we're not 100% sure, but time will come. So chat back next week for more episodes like these. And until then, Allah Hafiz and peace out for now. Bye. Oh.
the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you've promised to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away, and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late?